Yeah, some people do.
Okay. So continuing on from last week about this Erevin and whether he needs a chus. So I looked into this question because to me the big problem is even if you want to say Gamar Makni, well, we discussed this. Where's the Kenyan? Where's the Kenyan? So it's true that it's the guy, you know, the guy has Mir's Das, but still there's no Kenyan. So the Rashba and the Ritva take up the question. So, you know, from Tosus we had to kind of make, you know, give our own answer, but he didn't discuss it directly. But Rashi and Tosus, Rashba and Ritva both discuss it directly.
Where are we on the top? No, nowhere. We're not on yet.
We're doing it as so, but I guess where we will be on Payment Aleph, I guess, where it says, I don't know, Idmar? Idmar, it's like the ninth line. So, Idmar. Yeah. So I'll tell you, I think we learned Pshat wrong last week a little bit. And we have to correct that. And I think it's not a major difference, but it's a different Pshat. So, I think the point is like this, is that, let's say, the question is Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, is what's the deal by Erev Chatzeros? If I want to place an Erev Chatzeros on behalf of all the people in my courtyard, right? I'm placing an Erev on behalf of all the people in my courtyard. So how do I do that? How do I place it for them? So Shmuel holds like the Mishnah that you have to do a Kenyan. You have to be Makna, transfer ownership of this item, you know, of the item and of the reshus that the item is on to the other people. And then, once you do a kinyan, once you're mezakeh to them, then you can place the Erev on their behalf. But they have to have a monetary stake in it. Yeah.
What do you actually do?
I have to actually pick it up at Tafach and
give it
to somebody else on their behalf, and they pick it up at Tafach, and they're calling it on his behalf.
They pick it up at Tafach. What happens if you just drop it into their hand?
I don't know. I think he says you have to pick it up. The Gemara says you have to pick it up.
What if you drop into the hand and move around a bit?
I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah. It could be. It could be. It depends how you learn. That's the rest of it. But it could be as long as it means it has to be a tefach above the ground. I don't know if necessarily have to. That's what Rashi seems to learn. So it just can't be handed to them lower, you know, attached, somewhat to the ground.
Well, three tefachim and below is considered as if it's resting on the ground.
With regard to mechitzos, let's this is a different sugya. Okay, so let's leave that alone. Okay. So now the question is, that's what Shmuel holds. Rav says, no, you don't need to do a kinyan. Why don't you need to do a kinyan? So he says, Rashi explains, Tosfos explains that since hoel the ka'asar aleha. Gamaru Makni. Okay, that's what Rashi said. Kim the Kasra like Gamaru Makni. Since he creates Isser on him, therefore he's Kona. He's Kona at them. So last week we learned that means that since it's Asr for the one who it's being placed for to carry, right? To carry without the Erev. So therefore somehow he wants the Erev. Right? But by Erev Tchumim he may or may not want it. Right? That's what we learned last week. But it's not true. I don't think it's correct. Because first of all, Gamar Umakni is a reference to it's being Makneh to somebody else. It means that the guy who is giving it, the placer of the Erev, is Makna. He's transferring ownership to the other party. He's Makna. It should have said Gamar Rekani. But Gamar Makni means that he's the one who's placing the Erev has a Gemiras Das to transfer ownership of the Erev to the other parties, to those who he's placing it for. And why? What does it mean, Holo Kasar Leah? So the halacha is, the halacha of Erev is that you're being ma'arev all the people who live in the chatzar. That's the way it works. You're joining together all the dwellers of the chatzar. That's the concept. You're joining everybody together. Now, if you don't have everybody in on it, then it doesn't work. And the Erev doesn't work, and you're not allowed to carry. So if one guy defects and says, I'm not interested, then you got a problem. Okay, so you got to basically be ma'ariv all the b'nei chatzar. So therefore, if I'm placing it for you, so I better hope that you're gonna that you have a kinyan in it. I need you to have a kinyan, and it doesn't work if you don't have a kinyan in it. It only works if it's yours, if it's your erev and my erev. If it's not all of our erevs, the whole thing doesn't work. So it's saying is, so the ka'asar Allah, since the other guy for whom I'm placing it asers me in carrying if I don't place it for him, therefore I have a gemiras das, I have a full das to transfer to be maknet, to transfer the erev to the other guy. But by erev techumen, where I don't really care if the other guy doesn't have an erev or not. It doesn't affect me personally. I could set up tchum, and I could walk all the way as far as I want as long as I have an erev. The fact that the other guy doesn't have one, that's his problem. So my problem doesn't affect me. So therefore, maybe I don't have a gemiras das to give him part of my erev. I don't necessarily want to give him my thing. So look, I say I'm placing it for him, but I don't necessarily want to be maknet to him to transfer to him ownership of my food, of my lunch, of my whatever. Right? So there's the only way you could infer that I have gemiras das to really transfer the ownership is if I need the transfer of ownership for my erev. So since I'm placing an erev and I want an erev and I'm having hanah because without his erev, I have no erev, so then I could infer definitely I'm machneh to him. Definitely machneh to him. How else am I going to have an erev? But by erev tchumen, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. Look, I said I was placing it for him, but that doesn't necessarily mean I have gemiras das of transferring ownership to a guy. Look, I'm a nice guy, I want to help him do an erev. But am I going to give him my stuff? Am I going to give him a kinyan in my stuff? Maybe yes, maybe no. If I make a kinyan, then it's a manifestation that I do. I have gemiras das. But short of a kinyan, so there's no expression of gemiras das. So maybe it's true, I want to place an erev, but maybe there's no gemiras das of kinyan. Maybe I don't really have a full heart about giving away my stuff. So therefore, you need the mezaka, you need the maisa kinyan to confirm that he really has that das. But Nero Chaseros, you don't have to confirm it. It's automatic because he's having ana. That's the way that Rav is learning. That's the way that Rav is learning. Okay? I mean, so it's somewhat, and there's no question by Rav Tchumen. I mean, the way we asked it last week, you had a question by Rav Tchumen. Why doesn't the other guy, why Rav Tchumen, since you know he wants it, then, right? So we had a whole other question and answer. But the whole thing is not talking about that. The other guy, of course, has das. Because the guy who I'm placing it for, Erev Chatzeros definitely has das, because he only benefits. And Erev Tchumen has das, because it only works if he tells you that he wants it. So he tells you that he wants it. The issue is not a matter of the das and the das kinyan of the guy who's accepting the Erev. It's the question of the guy who's giving the Erev. And just because I say I'm placing it for him doesn't mean I'm willing to give away my stuff. Correct. I mean, Chaim says it's true. Is if I'm placing some of the other guy's food for him, then of course, I don't like a shliach, then that's not the issue. The issue of being mezakeh is where I'm using my food for me and for him. So then you have to have an indication that it's really gemiras das that I really want to place it for him. This is Rav. I think in all these questions, the other guy is kona because zechel l'shal b'fanav. He doesn't have to be kona, it's his chus for him. It's his chus for him, he benefits. He gets the food or whatever, he wants the erev. Nerev Tchumen, he tells you he wants an Nerev Chatzir, so of course, why wouldn't a guy want it? The question is am I giving it to him? Do I have Das Kin Makne? Gamaru Makne means it's one thing, guy can't just say, oh yeah, I'm giving you my stuff. You gotta really show, it's like, I mean it. You can't effectuate a Kinyan unless the guy really means it, and you have to have an expression that he really means it. So just to say, I'm placing an Nerev for you, yeah, but are you transferring ownership of your food? So if an Nerev Chatzir, yeah, I am, because how else am I gonna place an Nerev? But Nerev Tchumen, I don't know, not so fast. You have to have an indication that he has that das. Now, you could ask a question, okay, fine, so there's Gemir's das. He definitely wants to give it to the other guy. But this is the question we asked last week, is okay, but where's the Kenyan? The whole issue is, he's saying, you don't need to be Mizaka. You don't need to do a Kenyan. Oh, why? Because Gomer Makni. Yeah, but where's the Kenyan? I mean, Gomer Makni means it's Gemir's das for Kenyan. Yeah, but Gemir's Das normally means if I do a Maisa Kenyan, how do I know he meant it? So I say, oh, he Gemir's Das. But here, there's no Maisa Kenyan. So if you're being Magbiyat Tefach, fine, I understand. But here, the whole idea is you don't need to be a Magbiyat Tefach. So how do you say that we could get around the requirement of Kenyan because Gamar Makni? But where's the Kenyan? Bottom line, there's no Kenyan. So he is Gemir's Das, but that's, you're missing the essence of what Gemir's Das is. Gemir's Das qualifies a Maisa Kenyan. Here you don't even have a Maisa Kenyan. So how does the whole thing work? That's what we asked last week, right? And we answered that it's not, perhaps it's not a real Kenyan. You don't need the idea of Kenyan, of Madchosh Mishpat Kenyan. But you have to be, it has to be your Erev. By virtue of what is it, your Erev. So what we said is that, and we have to see if this still holds up, but what we said is that it's like an Erev Hatta type of an ownership, that it's your Erev. He really has asked for it to be your Erev. I don't know, let's hold off on that answer. It's not so simple anymore. Because now we're saying is that you need Gamar Makni means this you have Das to transfer ownership. So it sounds like it really is ownership. So the question is, so where's the Kenyan? So the reverse is like this. It's in the middle of in the Surah of Kuklan on page Tav Shem Lamed Aleph. It's a Hashta, middle of the column. Hashta Tzrichin Lefrushi, my time at Rav Shmuel, B'Pulgtaya. What's the Svar is for Rav and Shmuel? V'yesh Lomar, the Rav Svira Lei, since there's hana for the guy who's placing the Erev, because there he could carry in the mavoi, you don't have to explicitly be mezaka to him. Because definitely he's gomer magni, he has gemir's das, because it's also for him otherwise. Right? So far so good, same thing. This is a big kasha. He'll ask, but with what was he going at? There's no Kenyan. There is no Kenyan. So he says, oh, he's going to Ramachi. But where? Where's the Kenyan? Yesh lomar behana'a de mekabel de choshev ke kasef ve'akni lu b'machagom b'chatzero. So via the hana'a that he receives, hana'a is worth something. And hana'a is worth money. So since I am getting hana'a, it's so to speak, like you're giving me hana. You're giving me hana, and I'm giving you the Erev. And thereby, I'm making to you a place in my chatzar. Through my placing of the Erev, which is me acquiring getting hana from you, so you could be kona something with hana. The idea in a Kenyan is there has to be like a trade or some expression, some transference. So what's being transferred? So what's being transferred is the hana that you're giving me hana by me placing the Erev for you. You're giving me hana. It's similar to the case of Hana'a. Has anyone ever heard of something like this before? Go where you kone with Hana'a? That's Choshev ki Kesef. He's saying it's considered like Kesef. The bottom of the head note here, it says Kedushin Zayin Aman Aleph. I didn't check out the case, but I've seen the case which is like this, so I'm assuming it's the same case. But the halacha is let's say, so normally in Kedushin, so you kone a woman by giving her a gift, giving her a ring, let's say, right? Let's say she gives you a ring. Does that do a Kenyan? Because you have to be Konehar. Remember, you're Konehar. So if you give her money, you give her something, so you give her the ring and she gives her herself. Right? It's like a Kenyan. But let's say she gives you a ring. Okay? So in theory, that wouldn't work because she's not buying you. Right? But the halacha is it does work if you're an Adam Chashev. If you're a Chashev guy and a person, like if let's say a king. If you give a gift to the king and the king accepts your gift, that's a great, you feel great. You feel like $1 million, you accepted my gift, that's a real hana to you. Right? If the king accepts your gift. So the thing is, if the guy is the king or he's another Mechashev and she gives him a gift and he accepts it, so that's he's basically giving her hana. Right? So through the acceptance of the gift and it is in the transference of that gift, there is the Baal giving her hana. And therefore, that's a Kenyan. And no, it's considered like Kesef. It's worth something. It's like he's giving her money. She gets social status, or she feels good, or whatever it is. She gets to say, listen, the guy accepted my gift. So therefore, that's Hana. So that's considered like Kesef, and that's a Kenyan. Okay, so he's saying, yes, similarly, when I place my Erev to Chatziros for you, so I am receiving hana from you because you previously were an oser of me to carry in my courtyard. But now when I place the Erev, so I'm getting hana from you and giving you a portion of my land. So it's like a trade. I'm giving you a portion of my land. You're giving me hana. You're giving me hana. Right? No. Sounds funny, right? noticing well is that there still is a difference. See, because in the case of the Kiddushin, there's, I don't exactly shiva, there's a maisa of giving the gift. Right? And it's true, the woman is giving the man the gift. Right? But in that maisa, along with that maisa of the giving over and him accepting it, is a transference of hana'ah from him to her. Right? He's giving her hana'ah. So it's like there's a maisa taking place which embodies the includes the concept of him giving her, he's giving her something. But there's a maisa which you'll say, like, where's the maisa kedushin? Maisa kedushin is in the giving over. But for instance, I don't know if you could just say, like, look at somebody and they like it that you look at them and say that's hana'ah and that's a kinyan. There has to be a maisa. There's a kinyan where I talk to them, I say something. I say, "Wow, you look beautiful." So that's gives her hana'ah, and now there's a kinyan because she had hana'ah. I mean, I think it has to be a maisa, which you could give the quality of kinyan because of the hana'ah. But where's the maisa, right? So here, where's the maisa, right? If I pick it up, mizakeh, fine. So where's the maisa here? So where is the maisa here? And there is a maisa. I think there's an answer to this. Where is the maisa here?
Placing
the eruv, presumably. Presumably placing the eruv, which is, what kind of maisa is that? I mean, I'm just putting bread and saying this is an eruv, right? But I think it's that what Rav is learning, I think it's Rav is learning, is that's a sufficient maisa. That since in the framework of mitzvah, it's a maisa. In the framework of, like, I said, we're out there, it's a maisa, because the maisa nach zeirav. You can't say it's not a maisa in terms of, it's a maisa which is matir, it's a mitzvah zeirav. Al mitzvah zeirav, you make a bracha, it's a maisa. Al mitzvah zeirav, you put aside the eruv. So the saying is, therefore, it's a din of a maisa, even in the framework of kinyan. Now, it's true, why is it kona? Because of the hana, you need the hana, which renders that maisa a din of kinyan. But the maisa has a status of a maisa from the via the world of Isabhatar. I mean, you could argue with that. You could say you can't cross worlds. Is a maisa in terms of Choshmer, what are you doing? You're just putting something on the floor, you're just saying, this is my Erev, what kind of maisa is that? But it sounds like what the Ritva is going to learn is that through the placing of the Erev, which is a hana, that's defined. There's no maisa Kenyan. Okay, but you need to have a Gemir's Das of the Kenyan. But by Erev Chachumen, it doesn't work because there's no Gemir's Das. Right? That's what he said. So then you need to really do the real Maisak, explicit Maisak Kenya, because there's no Hana. So it is. Right, because there's no Hana. To me, that's the Ritva's Chedesh. To me, the Ritva's Chedesh isn't so much that he's using this Hana thing. I mean, although I don't know, I haven't really been through the Sugi that well to know when and where you say the Hana thing, but it seems to me is that you always need a Maisa. You can't just replace a Maisa with a Hana. But it would seem this chiddush is that he's saying is that here the din maisa could come from the framework of mitzvos erev, therefore I say it's a maisa from that framework, and that could carry over in terms of hilchos kinyanim. Okay, so that's Rav. So this is how the Ritva is learning Rav. So now he has to come along and explain Shmuel. Okay. So he's like this, Ushmuel Savar. See, what's difficult about this machlokas is that they're opposites. I mean, opposite positions is always difficult. Right? Rav says it works by Erev Chatzeros, but not by Erev Tchumen. It's without Ezechas. And Shmuel says the exact opposite. Ushmuel Savar Ad Rabba. The Erev Tchumen, Kivan the Mapik Leim Ereshusei, Umanach Lei Hasam, Ein Tzor Chazakos. Since you remove it from your rishus and you place it there, where there, on the street, on the road, down the block, 2,000 miles away, therefore you don't need to be mizaka. Because definitely he is gemir's das to transfer the object. And since he's being machzik, he's grabbing hold of that place to be kona shvisa, zachal chavriv makom erev. So therefore he's zocha for his friend in that place of the Erev, and he's kona the makom, his friend is there by kona, the place of the Erev. Aval be'erev chatzeros, the lo mafik le'mer shusei, but be'erev chatzeros, where the guy does not remove it from his own rishos, right? I'm placing the Erev, I'm not removing it from my rishos, in my property, Maybe I don't have Gemara Stas to be transferring. Ubayina Nami Akeira. And you need a Heker. Therefore, you need to be a Mizaka. Okay? So it's funny. It's not clearly exactly what he's saying. What he's saying is that by... He goes the opposite. Remember, according to Rav, he says by Erev the Chatzir is definitely the guy wants it because he wants to be transfer the ownership because otherwise he doesn't have an Erev. But by Erev Tchumen, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. What do I benefit from giving it to you? Now, but Rav Shmuel is going to exact opposite argument. He's saying by Erev Chatziros, so I'm not even... I'm sorry, by Erev Tchumen, I'm taking the thing out of my property and putting it down over there, and therefore... I'm going to go more market to the other guy. Okay, I'm machzik, I'm kona to him. It sounds like over there he's saying is the Kenyan is because in Kenyan you're kona shvisa. It's like you're setting up like a certain type of a Kenyan in that place. And therefore I'm doing it on behalf of me and of him. And therefore it works. But by Erev Chatzero, since it's in my rishos, it's in my property, maybe I don't have Gemir Stas. Maybe I don't have Gemir Stas. And therefore there's no Kenyan. Right, therefore it's not Hecker, it's not Nicker, and it's no Kenyan. So it's like, it's funny, it's like opposites. I mean, according to Rav, he says, definitely you have Gemir's Das, because after all, it's also for you to carry without this. And Shmuel says, oh no, it's in your shus, maybe you don't have Gemir's Das. You know? And by Erev Truman, Rav says, no, there's no Gemir's Das, because what do I gain from not having an Erev? And Shmuel says, no, he's definitely has Gemir's Das, because it's outside of his rishus. And therefore, he's placing it. I mean, what does that rishos have to do altogether? I mean, Tosas was talking about this thing, about his rishos, right? I think Tosas brought this thing up a little bit. But what's the whole sense of this? And that's part of the problem is it sounds like a psychological question. I mean, Rav says he definitely has Mirza Tanas by Erev Chatzeros, because what is he needs it. And then Shmuel says, no, maybe he doesn't. And by Erev Tchumen, Rav says, no, he doesn't have Mirza Tanas, maybe he doesn't. And Shmuel says, no, he definitely does, because he's taking it out of his rishos. So what is the question? It sounds like a question about the psychology is when studying a guy's Gemir Stasis, right? Okay, I have an approach. It's not, I don't know if I'm going to the nth degree here, but there's definitely an issue of Zichas, of being Mizaka. So why is there an issue of being Mizaka? Why not just say, look, I'm putting down the Erev, and I'm saying this Erev is for you, for the other guy. Why isn't that enough? Right? I'm placing the Erev for him. But the answer is that in Erev, you're not just, it's not just a mitzvah, but the way it works is that he has a monetary zechus in your thing. Right? He has a zechus in your thing, monetarily. And who said that I'm willing to transfer my object to the other guy? Right? Who said I'm willing to do that? Who says that it's true I wanted to help him do a mitzvah, but do I want to give him ownership? That's the issue, right? And therefore, zechus, b'mezakeh, is a gilei das, reveals that he really has das of kenyan. Right? Really has das to transfer ownership. But why is it? There could be two reasons why I'd be hesitant to transfer the thing to the other guy. Okay, why I'd be hesitant? Two types of reasons. One reason is because why should I? Okay, why should I give the other guy my thing? Okay, in other words, you have to prove that the guy is interested in giving up his thing. Why should I give up my thing to the other guy? Right? In other words, Kenyan is a certain type of it's a move. I'm giving up my thing. So who says I want to do that? Who says? Prove to me that the guy is interested in doing that. That he has an interest in giving up his thing. And that's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying is he has to prove that the guy has an interest in giving it up. So by Erev Chatzeros, he clearly has an interest in giving it up. He is interested in giving it up because he can't carry without giving it up. But by Erev Truman, maybe he has no interest in giving up this thing. So the other guy, what does he care? The other guy's the other guy. But there's no benefit to me, so who says I'm going to want to give it up? Okay? So in other words, according to Rav, you have to show that the guy has an interest in giving up his thing. Right? See, according to Shmuel, You don't have to show that he has an interest in giving it up. He says, I'm placing the air for the other guy. Right? So he says he's placing it for the other guy. He means he wants to place it for the other guy, which may involve giving it up. The reason why you have to be Mazaka is not so much because why would I want to give up the other thing, but there's a certain idea that a guy resists, has resistance to giving up his thing. Well, there's two reasons why I wouldn't give something up, to give something to another guy. One is because why would I? Maybe, you know, how do you know, why should I, why am I, who said I'm doing such a thing? The other thing is because I'm going to lose, I stand to lose here, and I'm not really willing to take a loss. Okay, what do I mean? So when I place an heir of Chatzeros, so the thing is my food and my house. Now, why by me giving it up to the other guy, I'm giving the other guy a portion of my stuff. It's my stuff. I want to have the stuff. I'm guarding the stuff. It's my house. It's my normal food. I'm not getting. Oh, why would I? The guy resists. There's a resistance to doing such a thing. So it's true. I need it in order to place an Erev. But at the same time, I'm giving him up my stuff in my house, my food, my lunch. So there's resistance. Now we need a hacker that the guy really has a Gemira's Das to give it up. That's what it means, you need a hacker. Because there's a conflict. There's a conflict. On the one hand, I need it because of Erev. On the other hand, it's difficult for me because I'm giving up my stuff. And my stuff is my cherished stuff. It's in my house. It's in my Rosh Hashanah. I'm relating to it just like all my other stuff. And a guy doesn't, in general, give up his stuff. So therefore, so now you need a hacker that the guy's really has the Gemara's Das. So if he does the Hagbah, or he does picks it up, like he does the Zechia, so then that shows that he really wants to. But by Erev Tchum, and so I'm basically taking my stuff, and I'm putting it out on the road, okay? I'm taking it out of my Rishos, and I'm putting it down 1 mile away on the side of the road. Okay, I'm not guarding it anymore. I'm just taking it and putting it out on the road, okay? So I'm not relating to it as an owner anymore. I'm not protecting it. I don't have the resistance to get to letting the guy in on it anymore, because what do I resist? Why? Because I guard myself so closely. Why would why the squirrels could get it? So what about this guy?
Well, what if you made sure the squirrels couldn't get it?
It doesn't matter. The point is, so the robbers could get it. How can I make sure? I mean, I'm putting it on the side of the road. Someone can just walk up and take it.
Okay.
And it's food on the road. Right, it's an Ishus Rab.
What?
So, okay. 1 second. So. So since.
Oh, it's Yonah. Are we talking to Matt?
What?
Are we talking to Matt?
No. Yeah, so since I'm placing the Erev. Since I'm placing the Erev Tchumen in the situation where there's clearly I don't stand anything to lose, so therefore, look, I'm saying that I'm placing the Erev for him. And placing it for him means to operate through Kenyan. And there's no indication of any conflict. So, Vada, Gamro Machni, that's implicitly part of Erev Tchumen is to give us to be Machni to him. There's no reason why there would be any conflict to give him to transfer to him. So, therefore, you assume that he's Vada, Gamro Machni. But Erev Chatzeros, it's true that that's the way Erev Chatzeros works, but since there's a resistance, the Rav says, Shmuel holds, you need a show, you need a Maisa to indicate that he's overcoming that resistance. But Rav is not interested, is not, for whatever reason, he's not dealing with the resistance. He's saying the reason why you need Gemir's Das is because who said the guy has an impetus to actually do a Kenyan? Who said he's that interested in including the other guy such that he's going to do a Kenyan? Maybe he's just a selfish guy. He's just not interested in the other guy. So he says, yeah, I'll place an error for the other guy. But is he willing to do a Maisa for the help of the other guy out? So if he's Erev Tachatzeros, where you yourself benefit from the thing and you have Hana, then you'll say Vade Gamar Machni. But when Erev Tchumim, so I don't stand to benefit anything from the other guy. So who says I'm new king? It's true, I have no resistance. But who's to say I'm interested, I have the motivation to set up my second in for the other guy. So therefore you have no indication of Gamar Machni. Again, according to Shmuel, you assume the guy really has an impetus to be mocking to the other guy. He's placing for the other guy. He's a good guy. He's placing for somebody else. You assume he does want to do it, unless you could show resistance. So according to Rav, the Kenyan is showing that he's interested in doing it. So Chayyachah says you don't need a Kenyan because of course he's interested. It's his own best interest. According to Shmuel, the Kenyan is not showing he's interested. You assume he's interested because he says he's interested. But the Kenyan is showing that he doesn't have the resistance of giving up his stuff is not being a ma'akev of his das Kenyan. Whereas apparently Rav isn't concerned about that. Rav is saying, for whatever reason, Rav isn't worried about that. Rav says, since the guy is benefiting, so you don't assume that that's going to prevent him from being marked to the other guy. So I'm not sure exactly why they argue with each other, but I'm saying it's like what the issue of Kenyan is coming to alleviate is two different issues. According to Rav, it's showing that he's interested in doing the Kenyan, and that's why you only need Bayer Tchom, you don't need Bayer Chazeros. According to Shmuel, it's to show that he's overcoming the resistance to the Kenyan, which only exists by Bayer Chazeros, not Bayer Tchom. And the Ritva continues forward that Rav Nachman, because you could ask me a question, you could say, so why can't anybody hold that you need a Kenyan by both? By Erev Chatzeres to show that he overcame the resistance, and by Erev Tchumen to show that he's interested in doing the Kenyan. Right? And they're not mutually exclusive, they're just two different things. Right? Well, you could argue that you need it by both. So that's what the Ritva continues. Is Rav Nachman, not get Chumer Demar, but Chumer Demar, he holds by both Chumras. Vamad Vishnayan Sarchazakas. Right, that you need to be given a Makona Meshin, both of them. Because he really holds that, look, they're independent things. Is that Rav's war says you need a Kenyan to show that the guy is interested in the thing, and therefore he says you need a Kenyan by Tchumen. And Shmuel says, okay, I know he's interested, but you need to show that he's overcoming his resistance, so he demands Kenyan there. So there were Nachman says, we pass on the Tchumen both of them. Tchumen both of them is he needed in both cases. And Erev Chatzer is to show that he's overcoming his resistance to giving up his thing. And Erev Tchumen to show that he's interested in the whole thing. Right? And then he says, Ner Tavshilin also. That's what I think Limar says, Ner Tavshilin, no one argues. Right? Why Ner Tavshilin does no one argue? Because Ner Tavshilin also. Ner Tavshilin, I don't stand anything to gain. Right? I don't gain anything by another guy having Ner Tavshilin. So therefore, it's like Erev Tchum in that regard. I don't gain anything. And also, I'm losing up my food, which is in my chatzar. It's in my Yerushas. So I'm giving him a Kenyan in my stuff. So it's like Erev Chatzar in that regard. That's what I'm saying. There, no one argues. There, no one argues. Because there's neither framework. There's both. I have no reason to do it, and I have resistance to doing it. That's why it says no one argues in that case. And that's what the Gemara says. Of course he agrees. Who argues? By Tavshilin, that is. Right? So that's what I think it's saying. The Gemara says no one argues by Tavshilin. It's clear by Tavshilin. Machlokes is by these, by Tchum and Erev Chatzeros. My point is, when you do Erev Tchum, and I think this is the Rav's point, is that when you put it out of your Rishas, is that you've essentially given up your Shmira on the thing. And you've, in a certain sense, been Miyayish, that maybe someone's going to take it. Look, of course you want it to exist there because you're Erev, but you want it to exist there, but the other guy having a Kenyan in it doesn't prevent it from existing. The point is, I don't have any high hopes about this food being a great food that I'm going to, I mean, it's a halachic maisa of a Kenyan Shvisa. But it's not like I'm protecting the food in my rishos, but in a chatzer, it's inside my chatzer, it's in my rishos. By the way, as I think the Ritva is also addressing, is that by Erev Chatzer Tchumen, Erev Chatzer, so where's the Kenyan? You're not doing any maisa, so then you need a hana. But I think he's saying, by Erev Tchumen, you're being kona shvisa, which I'm not sure how exactly this thing works, but it's like you're defining, being acquiring this rishos as your makom shvisa. And I don't know if it's exactly a real Kenyan, but it's in a certain sense like a Kenyan. And the Kenyan Shvisa there, and therefore your Kona, you can be Kona on his behalf as well. Be Kona for both, you know, for both of you. So there he's not bothered by the Kenyan question, because there it seems like there really is a den of Kenyan, in a sense. My point is the issue by Chatzeh Tchum is not where's the Kenyan. The issue is he going to Makni? Does he have Das Kenyan or not? Is he willing to include the other guy? Or is he just not interested in the other guy? What I'd like to do next is the Rashba. Okay, the Rashba explains the same machlokas, but he deals with the issue again about where's the Kenyan. He has a different take. And he quotes a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So it would be nice if you could do that. Take a look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and see if he explains the machlokas according to Rashba. I think he's essentially the same, but there's a major difference. But I think he learns machlokas essentially the same. And then from there, hopefully we could go back to our Tosfos.